Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the clothing of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A matching set of clothing. Sayyidina Abu Juhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wearing a red set of clothing. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, the narrator of the hadith, says that the cloth was probably red striped and not pure red. Sayyidina Barra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I never saw anyone more stunning in a set of red clothing than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time his hair was near the shoulders, that his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair was longer than the usual length. Note that sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore expensive garments. This was generally on Fridays, on Eid days, or when he received special delegations. His everyday garments were of very simple nature. Silken Jubba. Sayyidina Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha relates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a jubba that had silk brocade. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wear it at the time of jihad. It is permissible to wear silken clothing at the time of jihad as it repels the sharpness of the sword's edge. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise, one such jubba was in the possession of Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She used to wash it and give the rinsed water to the sick people to drink, and they would be cured. The Burnus Ehud, Asib ibn Qulayb rahmatullahi alayhi, narrates that his father, that once he went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing salah in a cloth and a hood. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hands were concealed in the garment. Note, the English term for burnous is hood. It is a hat that is attached to the garment and generally worn in winter. Yemeni cloth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore various types of decorated and plain garments on different occasions. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved decorated Yemeni garments the most. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shrouded in two pieces of Yemeni cloth after his demise. Note, this was due to his fondness for Yemeni cloth. A Yemeni cloth was very popular among the Arabs at the time. It was made from cotton and had red or green stripes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked striped cloth as dirt is not easily visible on it. Ulama have written that it is mustahab to wear striped garments. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.